Okay, are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
85. This is the 85th podcast of Tales of the Whales.
We've been doing it a long time then.
We have. We don't have much medical stuff to talk about this week.
No, it'll just have to be a very sort of basic summary of what's been going on, which isn't that much.
Yeah, but just life continues when you have cancer.
Yes.
Which is what this is about, really, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So what have we done? I've done some washing today for you.
Okay, that's really nice.
I mean, this is kind of like we're just scraping the barrel here, aren't we, with things to talk about.
And a very nice cup of coffee, but the grind is not...
No, I need to adjust the grind.
Yeah, it's really not good.
It didn't come up to the right pressure.
No, and you can taste it. It's slightly thin.
It's because we didn't... These aren't Dave's beans. I like to get Dave from Leeds special hand-roasted ones, and these ones were from Ocado.
Well, that's a little plug for Dave and his beans in Leeds.
Yeah, Pebble and Pine.
Really?
That's what he's doing.
If that doesn't get a freebie, I don't know what will. And then after that, you need new dresses.
But it is delicious coffee, isn't it?
No, it is.
Dave's
coffee. Yeah. So for those of you who just decided to listen to this and now think...
Robin.
What a lot of... Robin, yeah.
Yeah, what a lot of nonsense.
It's just
you
about
would be right.
Our daily life. I have terminal cancer and... the Robin. Oh, yeah. Hello, mate.
He's seen all the Christmas things in the shops.
So. Oh, that's why he's about.
Yeah.
Because we had him a lot and then he disappeared for a couple of months.
Yeah, they're only allowed out at Christmas.
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Anyway, you throw me off track as usual.
Sorry, darling.
So, So, anyway, this is about life with cancer. And it's therapeutic for us as much as anyone else.
It is. So this week, you've been back on the chemo on the new dose for a little while now, and it all seems to be going well.
Apart from pain in my back, which you think is a tumour on my adrenal gland, which is on my side. It's not really pain. It's nagging, you know, like when you have a headache and you just can't get rid of it.
Mm. But as you keep saying, oh, this is really a bit painful and stuff, as I always suggest to you, take a couple of painkillers then. And then, funny enough, it goes away, doesn't it?
But I've got this idea in my mind that if you take painkillers too often, then they kind of cease to work. And so they try to put you on stronger and stronger painkillers until you're injecting yourself with morphine.
I know, but taking two paracetamol a day is not really going to tip you over the edge there, I don't think.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I'm taking about another 20-odd on top of that.
I know, but I think the paracetamols are there to make you feel more comfortable. I don't think you're going to...
No.
You don't need to worry about becoming addicted or anything.
Well, it can even be the chemo working, because sometimes, it hurts a bit in different places.
Absolutely.
I mean, overall, the chemo
I'm on
is... Well,
we're going to see Professor Tom on Tuesday, so we'll find out your scan results then.
Yeah. Well, that's been a long time.
Yeah, it's ages, wasn't it? But assuming that there's nothing dramatically wrong, otherwise they probably would have given you a call.
No.
Probably just, carry on as you are, I think.
The problem is when you have a terminal, what is the word?
Diagnosis?
That's the word I was looking for. Diagnosis, yeah. Nobody can tell. Because suddenly things can just speed up and you can go. So we make little decisions on something we'd like to do, the next step we'd like to go to or whatever. Which I think is a good way of facing it.
Yeah, just doing one step at a time.
Yeah. You know, because you get to a certain stage, holidays anywhere you need insurance are out for a start.
Yeah, definitely.
Can't even hire a car.
Well, you're too old for that. You can't hire a car. You're not allowed to if you're over 70.
I know.
We found out recently.
Yeah. It's quite shocking. Absolutely. When you're an elderly person.
Seems a bit ageist.
What are you looking at? Are you looking at something on my face? Have I?
No.
I've got this problem. It's not a problem, really. I'm on, amongst other things, I'm on blood thinners because some of the other drugs clog your blood, don't they, or whatever. And the problem is, if you cut yourself like I do occasionally shaving, it can look horrific. Is it? Yeah.
No, it's fine. I wasn't looking at that.
Oh, okay.
I was just like looking at you because you were talking to me.
Because I'm so beautiful and you're so beautiful. That's lovely. Ah. Particularly when you've done your Pilates class.
Yeah, that was good today.
Yeah, but you had a little hole.
Did you have to? I wish I hadn't. I must remember not to tell you things.
Well, you just said you came in the door and said, "Ah, the instructor lady said I've got a hole in my leggings."
She did tell me that, yes.
Yeah, well, I thought that was very nice of her in a strange sort of way.
Yeah, so I need to get some new ones that haven't got a...
It's not as big as I thought.
I don't want crutchless Pilates trousers.
No, I think you do. But, you know, you said it's not...
But she must have eagle eyes, because I've now checked and I've got home and it is a tiny hole.
Yeah, well, she probably didn't want it to get bigger, you know.
Yeah.
As you go on. Yeah, I'm not doing Pilates, by the way.
No.
Just in case people thought, you know, of me doing all that and it wouldn't... We did have a good night out. Did we talk about that when we went to... Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yes, that was for last week.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but last night we went to a friend's.
I really enjoyed that
wedding.
A friend's
which was
wedding.
Nice.
She was Chinese. Is Chinese what? And they had the Chinese dragon.
You liked the dragon and the drums, didn't you?
It made me cry.
Yes, everyone else was cheering, and you were having a tear.
Yeah, it was just beautiful. And before a long time ago, sort of a friend at the time. He's not around anymore. In fact, he died very early. Anyway, won't go into that. But and he said, "Oh, if you ever get to see," because he lived over in Hong Kong.
Bruce Lee?
No, it wasn't Bruce Lee. It was DJ. And he said it's really lucky. And I thought sitting there because it got quite difficult to get there, didn't it, in the end? It was quite entertaining to find this pub in the middle of East London, but we found it. And when this lion and the drummers, or the drummer, goes right in your body, I thought it was amazing.
Well, the drummer doesn't, sad. But maybe the beat, the resonance of the
yes.
drum.
Oh, that's really well done, yeah. The resonance of the drum. It was quite loud in there, though, wasn't it?
Yes, but yeah. I think we're old people, so we find everywhere loud. If there's more than four people at a gathering, it's a little bit crowded.
Yeah, but it was nice. And I hope they have a very good life together. I'm laughing at the dog's face.
Yeah, she's just waiting for me to take her for a walk. And it's a beautiful day, so that's what we're... Yeah, my ears are pricked up. That's what we're going to do next, Daisy.
Is that right with you, Daisy?
Well, I'll do your breakfast. I was thinking this morning that Fortnum & Mason recipe of the crumpet with Marmite and a Burford brown poached egg on top.
Oh yeah. Because we ran out of bacon.
I have got some more bacon in the freezer. But I was just thinking, we can have bacon on the side if you like your bacon, don't you? Okay.
I wish I didn't.
With a couple of rashers.
Because I love pigs.
Oh.
Oh, So,
you do say the strangest things.
I am a strange human being, aren't I?
You very much are.
Yeah. Must water that fir tree, which keeps blowing over in its pot.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can do that. That can be your job.
Yeah. Okay. I will do that in a bit.
Yes, there's no rush.
No. But there is a rush.
I think it's going to be torrential rainstorms on Monday.
Really?
Mm.
Monday, you're working.
Yes.
And I'm...
it's a weekday, so yes, I am.
I've composed my column for the following Monday.
And because next week we're going to Manchester, so you can get another award of being a legend of something or another.
It's really worrying.
I'm so lucky living with such a legend stroke icon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Elderly. Elderly person.
Special needs.
Oh, that is really not funny. That's almost crossing the line.
You are a bit, really.
Well, I do have special needs, don't I, really?
You do. Yeah. You do.
Have you washed those shoes lately? My white ones need to go in the wash.
Well, why do you think they look so white?
I don't know. They just do.
It's because I put them in the washing machine.
Well, yeah.
I have, in fact. So the answer to your question is yes.
Well, why are you being so sort of... They look brighter than they
did. I'm just doing leg exercises because I'm still in Pilates mode. So I'm just moving my legs and feet around.
Oh, yeah, maybe I should do that as well. Oh, gosh, no.
Energetic way. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
It's like when you get restless legs at night. I've just got them now at daytime.
I was trying to think what else we've done this week. It's been a quiet week.
I've got lots of work done.
Good.
Which is good.
And I've not done anything very much at all, to be honest. Although, listen, for anybody who maybe hears the podcast today.
You did put most of the cushions in the summer
house. I
did, yeah. You did. Well done.
Thank you.
That's really good.
Threw the flowers out that were dying.
Although it's a nice weekend, I'm going to have to go and get them out again.
No, I left a few here.
So you only put one away then?
No, I put all the little ones away. And I put the big
swing.
But I can
well see to the left of me here, there is quite a big stack.
Well, because it was going to be nice, and I thought, you want them, and who knows who might come
round. That was very thoughtful and correct.
Yeah. So that's what I did.
I'm quite excited now for the rest of the day, now the sun's out. I feel like I may be sitting in the garden with my book.
Yeah, which you haven't been able to
over
the last...
Either a nice cup of chamomile and bee pollen tea, or...
a gin and tonic.
Yeah, depending on how the mood takes me. Or maybe a beer.
A beer?
Yeah, just a nice cold beer. Moretti ones with the sea salt in, I like them.
They're nice, aren't they?
Mainly because I like the label, but...
Oh, right,
I'm not sure whether I should be sort of coerced into drinking them because they're pretty.
I am.
Does that make me shallow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... not too shallow. I mean, obviously not as shallow as me.
I may even have all of those things. Maybe I'll have a beer and a gin and tonic.
Well, I would be very surprised if by the end of the day you didn't.
What are you saying?
Well, I got a bit pissed last night.
You were a little bit tiddly, but I've noticed that you have been getting a little bit tiddly lately whilst drinking not much wine. So I think it's probably the chemo tablets kind of magnify the effect.
Oh, right, yeah.
I think because you were a bit more squiffy than I'd expect you to be on two glasses of wine.
I had four.
Did you sneak some in when I wasn't looking?
Oh, yeah. that very nice lady who was with the man I was chatting to.
Yes.
Who was a very nice man.
He was.
I can't remember names. What was his name?
Malcolm.
And, his wife.
Sue.
Brought a couple of drinks.
Did they?
Yes.
I'll have to have words with them.
Well, I found it very easy wine to drink, you know, and it was quite warm, so.
There's nothing like a warm pub wine, is there?
No, I meant that it was warm in the pub.
Oh, I thought you meant the wine was warm.
No. Did you get a glass of ice to put in the wine?
I did.
To make it go further. You did, didn't you?
No, to chill it down. I thought it was a bit warm, but it was very nice.
Yeah.
I was trying to dilute yours a bit so that you didn't get quite so tiddled.
Yeah, I think it probably has got to do, but I did have quite a few glasses and they were big.
Well, it makes more sense now you had 4 gallons of wine. I thought it was just a couple of glasses.
You remember we were standing up talking and you kept saying, now, we've got to find somewhere for James to sit down. He can't stand up very long. And I thought, oh, now I'm embarrassed. But it's true.
Well, I only said it before you had to say it.
Two glasses that I had before I sat down.
Oh, gosh.
I feel okay now. I thought I had a bit of a hangover, but I'm okay. Well, that was the other day, wasn't it? When we what's that last week? Weeks run into each other now. And
they go really quickly, don't they?
Yeah.
I was like thinking this morning, oh, my goodness, is it already podcast day?
Yeah.
It seems like only yesterday. Right. That's why I get muddled up about what we've said and what we haven't said.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's usually the same thing, you know, we talk about breakfast because I'm quite hungry and thinking I'd like another cup of coffee.
Well, I'm going to adjust the grind before I make it, I'll do that next.
I've drunk too much milk.
You're getting through about 7 pints of milk a week, which is ridiculous.
Well, become addicted to cornflakes.
I know, you can't just eat cornflakes. When I'm not here, you can't just eat cornflakes.
I can. Yeah, absolutely. With honey on.
Mm-hmm.
And a few strawberries.
Well, it's sounding a little bit better, but even so, it's probably not.
No.
That's nice for a breakfast, but you need to have a proper lunch and dinner too.
Well, I don't think I need, I just have a little snack at lunchtime. You know, you forgot to leave me a sandwich.
I'm sorry. I did leave you some meals. There were things to eat.
Oh, that was the thing. This guy I was chatting to, a nice one, Malcolm, he invented the M&S sandwich.
Yes.
You said.
Yeah.
Although how anybody could invent a sandwich, I don't know, because they're already there. But
No, he didn't invent the sandwich, but he introduced them into, like, you know, supermarkets as thing that you can just pop in your lunch hour and grab one.
Gosh, that's clever, wasn't it? If he gets 10p for every sandwich bought.
I don't think it happens like that.
No, it's a shame.
I think he was just an employee.
Well, anyway, I think we probably have
bored everyone to death.
Yeah, I'm sorry, because there wasn't much medical stuff.
Nothing funny has happened? Your trousers haven't fallen down?
No, nothing funny has happened. Just this little pain in my kidney, which is where my cancer started.
But you've had that on and off for 4 years, so yeah. I wouldn't be too concerned or alarmed. But I would suggest taking a painkiller. And then you will find it stops hurting.
Yeah.
It's like magic.
Yeah. I didn't get shut out in the garden or anything like that.
No, it's all been very mundane this week. Just a lovely, ordinary week.
Yeah. And those are quite necessary every now and then.
I like them.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, if you can... you need to get and do stuff.
Yeah. Next week, we've got tons of things to do. We've got hospital, we've got going to Manchester.
Yeah.
So we're very busy. And next week will be room full of exciting news.
Yeah.
But this week, it's very boring.
I always worry about, I mean, when we go to hospital, we turn it into a little bit of a day out.
Yes.
Which makes it a better sort of thing. But, you know, on several occasions, they have said, right, well, I think we need to keep you in for a couple of nights. I can't afford to be kept in this next week.
Honey, they haven't done that for over a year, and there's nothing particularly the matter with you.
No.
This, you know,
well, I didn't think obviously there was then.
There's something the matter with you, but, you know, you haven't got any raging issues at the moment.
Well,
you're just plodding along nicely, which is good, isn't it?
Yeah. Plodding is not something I wanted to be known
along,
for.
Plodding along, going and doing a few things.
Yeah. See if I can annoy a few people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you said that's my talent.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
You're very good at that.
Yeah. So that's what I'll do. But not annoying all our listeners to the podcast, even the ones who troll us, which are very funny, but you don't like.
I don't know. He likes being trolled. But anyway.
Oh.
So, yes, we have all the usual advice on websites for support and things like that. But just if you have an ordinary and dull week, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're nice.
Yeah. And, you know, one in two of us will gets cancer at the moment. I don't know why it's so high. There are all kinds of reasons, which we won't go into. But half the population at the moment are getting it. And you have to learn to live with it. And one of the ways I find helps me anyway is that there is... a lot of help when you talk about it. So I was looking at the recording thingy, Bob, here, thinking, is that turned on? Have we just spoken for 20 minutes without anything happening?
Well, basically, we have, actually.
Yeah, you're right.
We have witted on for 20 minutes. So on that note...
Have a great day.
And we'll try and be more fun next week.
Yeah, I'm going to have Marmite on crumpet with a brown egg.
A Burford brown poached egg.
Yeah.
And some crispy bacon.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I'm going to go and fiddle with the coffee machine.
And grinder.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.